مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أمن تذاكر جيران بذي سلام ما زدت دم عن جرام مقلت بدم مولاي لا يصال وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أم هبت الريح من تلقائك عظيمات مولا يصال.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكم والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Turning to our stanza, our couplets, or the stanza rather we say that we are busy with today, and that is وراعيها وراعها وهي في الأعمال سائمة وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا تسمي. وراعها وهي في الأعمال سائمة وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا تسمي. The meaning of this is وراعها. Guard it well. What topic, what subject are we busy with? The title is The Nafs. Allama Busayri Rahimullah, chapter number 2, he speaks and directs his attention and efforts towards the nafs. In this particular stanza, he is saying, وَرَائِهَا. Guard it well. Allah Azza wa Jal, if you see in the Quran Sharif and you turn to verse number 28 of Surah Ala Imran, Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3. You're looking at verse number 28. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in this particular verse? Allah instructs you, O believers, لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين. That the believers, let not the believers take the disbelievers as friends, rather than the believers. Do not prefer the disbelievers as friends over the believers. Do you understand what's happening here? Take Palestine, the people of Gaza, and we're not speaking about Mahmoud Abbas, that is the traitor of the Palestinians. So we speak with current times so that we can learn lessons, derive lessons from what is being displayed in front of us. Egypt is not willing to help their friends, their Muslimin brothers in Palestine. Jordan also rejects this. They will send aid and the rest, but come with your military forces, come and help, assist. No, they'll rather seek to secure their relationship with the US. So what does this tell you? Allah says clearly in the Quran Sharif, لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين. Allah says, let not the believers take the unbelievers, أولياء من دون المؤمنين, as friends rather than the believers. Allah then gives a warning here. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ, whoever does so, فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ, then they will, whoever does this, helps or assists or becomes bosom friends with who? With the kuffar. Then they will never ever be helped by Allah Azza wa Jal. فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ. Except, إِلَّا أَن تَتَّقُوا مِنْهُمْ تُقَهْ. Except that you have to protect yourselves against them. Allah holds back His help and assistance then. Do you see? It's that short vision. being scared of the US, being scared of those who are in charge, what's going to happen to me? So then I seek to secure ties, relations with them, so that I feel I may be saved thereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says clearly, فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ. There's no help for you. There's no assistance to the least of it. Nothing. Everything withdrawn. And the help will be with those who are sincere to Allah. Whether you see their military equipment, whether you see their condition is favorable or not for the particular situation, well then we say, what was Badr all about? 313 brave men against an army of 1,000. But you saw who came out victorious. You've seen 15, 16 months and with all the equipment, but you've seen now. What did Netanyahu say? He said that one of his goals is to make sure that they have their presence in the Netzarim corridor. What happened now? He had to pull out. And Hamas said just now that this is already a lie to say that they were victorious in this 15 months. You had to pull out. You had to bow down to the Mujahideen. And this is the system of Allah Azza wa Jal, that the haq, the truth, will always prevail. The question you and I have to ask ourselves here now is that which side of the fence am I on? Am I with Islam? Am I with Islam? Islam comes first. Islam comes first. Then you'll understand Palestine. But if you're putting your Palestinian flag first and you're ignoring Islam, then that's not. That is just what the West wants. Otherwise, they would have put down laws. They would have made sure that these marches and all of that. But there's no strength in it. The real strength is in what? The strength is when I start to practice Islam, and then this Islam has a ripple effect. It's then drawing the hearts of the of those who are not even Muslimin, and it just urges them to say, what is in this beautiful deen of Islam? The enemy is really Islam. So to defeat the enemy, I have to practice Islam. That is what it's all about. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 32, they wish to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths. You know, the mouthpieces, the news outlets, the rest. But Allah says, وَلْيَعْبَ اللَّهِ. Allah rejects it. إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ. Except that He, Jalla Jalaluhu, will complete His nur. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even though the kuffar, they grow in hatred, dislike, but Allah's nur will be complete. Islam will continue. With you, without you, with me, without me. Therefore, we have to be part of this journey heading towards Jannatul Firdaus, and then we will get that fragrance, inshallah, of victory in this world or after we pass away. That is the beauty of the believer, that his vision continues and continues. It doesn't stop by the time of his death. No, that is their vision. That is why they hate to die, as Allah says in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. They will never ever wish for death. Never ever will they wish for death. بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Because of what they've sent forth with their own hands. What have they sent forth with their own hands? Pressing those drones buttons to kill innocent people. Treating them worse than animals. First live stream genocide. And you are witnessing. This is what the reality is. They know they're going to die one day, but delay their death because then they have to answer for all this blood on their hands. Shaitan will leave them. Shaitan is not going to assist them then. Then they're standing on their own now. Now they can speak of what they want, how they want. But the reality for it is me and you. Where do I stand? Am I really a follower of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When you look at me, do you see me as the one who is a follower of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Or when you look at me, do you see the suit and the tie of Trump? What do you see exactly? And this is where it goes and it lies. Allah then says, this is the point that we're coming to, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah says that He, Jalla Jalaluhu, Azza wa Jal, warns you to be aware of Him. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ, and warns you to be aware of Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ, and to Allah is the final return. To Allah is the final return. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ, وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ, وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ. To Allah is the final return. Verse 28, Surah Ala Imran. Go and see this portion of the verse. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah is warning you. The whole topic is about the nafsia. And we said to you, what did Allama Busayri rahimullah, what is he saying? وَرَائِهَا, beware and be, guard your nafs well. Guard it. See, this month of Ramadan, it comes. And what happens? Shaitan is chained. This is a Sahih narration. Shaitan is chained. But we have to ask ourselves that, am I putting restrictions because this nafs has already been addicted to so many crimes already that now Shaitan has also stepped away. Shaitan has also stepped away. And what happens is, he knows and he realizes, I can now focus my attention on others because this particular person, I've already got him where I want him to be. So I can now move and focus my attention on others. Go to the narration of Bukhari Sharif, and you'll see there's a chapter there which speaks about Kitabu. It's the beginning of the creation. In there, there is this chapter which we're speaking about. Babu Sifati Iblisa wa Junudihi. The chapter, the characteristics of Iblis and his soldiers. In there is this narration, Bukhari Sharif is the narration, and Sayyiduna Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who had narrated how many ahadith? 5,374 ahadith narrated by this sahabi, major sahabi, major personality in preserving the deen of Islam. And then you see this hadith, what does it say? Sayyiduna Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Yaqul, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Let's say صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make it a point. That is why it's beautiful to say hadith and to read a hadith and to hear a hadith, because you're constantly saying durood sharif صلى الله عليه وسلم. So remember, one time in the gathering there is compulsory. After that, we say it depends on your love for Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَان, when Ramadan enters, فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, the doors of Jannah are open. فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, the doors of Jannah are opened. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمْ, and the doors of Jahannam are closed. وَسُلْسِلَاتْ وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and as well, the devils are chained. The devils are chained. وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, the devils are chained. Hadith 3277 of Sahih Bukhari, Bukhari Sharif. إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أبواب جهنم وسلسلة وسلسلت الشياطين and the devils are chained. So then comes this question, and you'll find this is common often. We also asked it to our teachers, and in Maktab days I'm speaking about, we say shaitan is locked up. But then how come people still commit, perpetrate so much of sins? The answer is simple. He is chained up, but this nafs has already been unleashed to so much of crimes. Now shaitan has also stepped away. Imagine just the reflection of Sayyiduna Abu, in fact, Umar radiallahu anhu, when he used to walk on the street, shaitan would not walk on that same street. That was his status. That was his maqam. Shaitan feared him too. And today our maqam is what? Shaitan steps away and we're still treading on shaitan's path. Shaitan has left us because he's already got us into this dark, deep place and position which we are in. Allah protect us. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. Wara'iha, this is the point. Beware, guard it well. Guard it well. There, previously in the previous stanza, wahadir antuwalliya. What was it there? Beware that it overpowers you. Yeah, wara'iha. Guard it well. And Allah says, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns you, warns your nafs, that what must he do? The nafs must beware of, he must be warned, that should you be doing this, what was the warning given? The instruction by Allah is to you, O believers, O to you, Al-Mustami'un, those who are listening attentively. What was the instruction? لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين. That the believers, they should not befriend, let not the believers befriend the unbelievers rather than the believers. You see, that's what happens. I have my friend. He is involved in drugs. I said I'll never ever do it. But because peer pressure, I end up doing it. Can you see that? Something I said I'll never ever 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 do, I started doing it. Why? We're giving you examples. There's so many examples we can give. So many things you said you wouldn't do, but you started doing it because of your company, the peer pressure. Today, unfortunately, two things. Elderly people feel the peer pressure is just something for the youth to be aware of. You are also engaged in peer pressure. When he gets a car, your friend gets a car, you feel you need to fit in the circle now. You know, you forgot you've got your own identity. And that identity has to conform with the Sharia. But now because he's done something, you will go take loans, pay interest, do all the rest. Why? Because I need to fit in with the circles, with the times. And this is how you move forward. So that is one issue. The other issue is this. How many elderly people today, they don't have sickness or nothing. But just because it makes them sleep, it gives them little comfort, they are addicted. They won't call it drugs. Go see America, they call it the drug store. But here we call it pharmacies. And you see, there it is a drug. It's got the very same ingredient sometimes that the drugs has. They're taking it, they're enjoying it. But they don't know they're enjoying it. See how the nafs has tricked them. The nafs has tricked them in this particular manner. So they just feel a little bit something. Let me just pop a pill, man. I'm tired. They'll use makeup excuses. But the reality is this becomes an addiction. And go and see then. Go and speak to those who are in charge of rehabs. You know, we speak to our brother, our Mulana, who comes on sometimes and joins us. And he tells us the reality, Mulana Riaz Lambada. How many elderly people? 60, 70. But this is the choice that they've made, unfortunately. Why? Because the nafs is not trained and not warned. Not because Allah didn't warn them. Allah warns them. But the message is here in the Quran Sharif. The message is in the Ahadith Mubarakah. The message is with the ulama who are speaking, preaching the truth. But you failed and you put a barrier in front. And you'll go your way and we must go. And the rest must go the other way. Allah make us amongst those. Now, today we're speaking about Bara'iha. Beware. Guard it well. Wahya fil a'mali sa'imatun. And while it grazes in the field of deeds, وَهْيَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ سَائِمَةٌ while it grazes in the field of deeds, then وَإِنْ يَسْتَحْلَتِ الْمَرْعَى فَلَا تُسِمِي and if it enjoys pasture, if it enjoys pasture, do not let it roam free. Do not let it roam free. See, you've heard the stanza. You've heard the meaning of it, right? Now, see where the explanation, how those commentators go into so much of depth. And I'm referring to here, we're speaking about Adurratul Farda, Sharhu Qasidatil Burda, the exclusive pearl, which is the name of this kitab, in fact, detailing the stanzas of Qasida Burda. And go and see then, how much of depth Mufti Ridaul Haqsab goes into with regards to the statement here. So, what we understand, what you understand, that is there. But let's see how Mufti Saab explains this so beautifully. And I would like to share this as well. As an intro, let's give it to you again. Wara'iha, guard it, guard the nafs. وَحْيَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ سَائِمَةٌ while it gazes in the field of deeds, grazes in the field of deeds, while it grazes in the field of deeds. وَإِنْ يَسْتَحْلَتِ الْمَرْعَى and if it enjoys pasture, فَلَا تُسِمِي do not let it roam freely. Now come to this here as an intro, and then you'll understand this better. The nafs has tricks up its sleeves. So sometimes it's telling you do this. It's telling you do this. And it feels nice. It feels lovely. These are people we're speaking to here particularly who are engaged in ibadah. Myself, yourself, it seems like we're really engaged in ibadah. But sometimes the nafs, if we're not aware and alert and we don't have a Sheikh Kamil to inform us, then what happens? This nafs goes into this treasury without even knowing it. He's thinking he's doing good deeds. Shaitan has decorated these deeds for him. So comes time to give charity. Hey, what a good man, man. Oh. He's so generous. Can you believe it? But see, that's all for publicity. Publicity. Let's see your zakat records if you paid it. No, no one is seeing that. No one's worried about that. There we pay tax and people use these terms. We pay tax, that is zakat. How can that be zakat when it's not going to Muslimin and that's a prerequisite? So they use all of these terms and ways to trick themselves in the end. Who are they tricking in the end? They are tricking none other than themselves. And this is where we have to be alert. We have to remain focused. What is it? Where is our current priorities at? And what is it? We don't want these sicknesses. Remember, you can fool the world. Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse number 9 of Surah Al-Baqarah, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا they seek to deceive Allah and the believers and those who believe. Because what you're doing? You are tricking the believers to think that you are very good and you are very pious. Allah says, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ They are tricking, they are deceiving none other than themselves. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ And they do not know, they perceive not. Actually, in their heart, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ There is a sickness in their heart. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا Allah Azza wa Jal increases the sickness for them. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا That's here. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ And there is going to be a painful punishment بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ Because of the treacherous ways, these lies that they perpetrate. And when you address it, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ It is said to them, لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ Do not cause corruption in the earth. Why are you doing this? لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ They say, no, we are the reformers. We are making the changes. We are bringing people to deen. Look at, people like to use this. It's a tool. It's a trump card which they use. To sort of say, look at my efforts. How many people have accepted Islam through my efforts? This is also another trick of the nafs. My efforts, so that person accepted Islam, that person, it's never you. It's Allah's fadl over you. That He's chosen you for this particular task. Rather than bragging, it's better to say, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي This is due to the bounty, the virtue of my sustainer. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي So, anyways, they will say, we are the reformers. Look how many people are coming. They will say to you even, despite the means, whatever the case is. So that means under your rule, under your principle, if you say any way possible, but you're rescuing people, that means for you to go in a club, for you to go in a pub and pull out a Muslim brother, that for you is good. Whereas Allah says, stay far away. Principle from the Quran Sharif. Places, avenues of vice, all of this, stay far away from it. Where do you pick up this principle? وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا Don't even go close to zina. It's a place of vice. From there, Allah is teaching you a principle. Don't go close because you're going to get caught up. And then your nafs is going to need a reason to do that. So what happens then? You start scratching here and there. But you know you did wrong. You know you did wrong. So why don't you come out clear and clean and say that this action which I did is wrong. I should be. But you see, that's where the nafs, the treachery of the nafs, and as well the trickery of the nafs. No, man, what you talking, man? What are you saying, man? Allah says clearly, when they say this here, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ Allah replies and says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ Listen, Allah. Listen, turn up. The volume, listen attentively. Ala innahum humul mufsidun. Surely they are the ones who are causing the corruption. They are the ones unquestionably innahum humul mufsidun. Unquestionably, it is they who are the doers of evil. Walakin la yash'urun. But they see not, they understand what not. You say to them, okay, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا Come on. When it is said to them, آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ Bring iman like how the people brought iman. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءِ Shall I bring iman like how the foolish people bring iman? Shall I believe like how the fools believe? Allah says, leave all of that. Ala innahum humus sufaha. They are the ones, they are the foolish ones. Unquestionably, they are the foolish ones. Walakin la ya'lamun. But they know not. They understand not. This is it. These traits, the tricks, trickery of the nafs. Anyway, coming to this portion here now. See, when the nafs grazes now and it enjoys doing good things, we have to beware, we have to be alert, red flags up to say that this nafs, and that is why our kabirin, our shuyukh, they tell us constantly, even when you are doing good deeds, even when you are doing great good deeds, then do beware of the nafs. Because what happens if you are not alert? See, I'm going on a journey now. I inquire from people who previously been on the same road. According to the maps, it's perfectly fine for me. According to the maps. But people who have just freshly returned from their journey, they say that these are the discrepancies within this journey. Beware of it and be alert. Do not travel at night. Do not do this, that, the other. You say, but it's not recorded, it's nothing. I'm just going to not listen. But he said, I just came back. So you go on the journey, and guess what? You experience the same thing. And then you are telling yourself, and you are knocking your chest and saying, why did I not listen? Why did I not listen? You see, Day of Qiyamah is also called Yawmul Hasra. Yawmul Hasra, why? Because Hasra means to be, to regret, remorse, the day of remorse. Why didn't I do that? Why couldn't I engage in this? Why couldn't? What? Why was I so naive and ignorant and fell for all of this mess? Now I'm at a loss. You see, we have to constantly guard this nafs. Wara'iha, guard it well. Guard it well. While it engages, now Allama Busayri rahimullah is teaching us, while it grazes in the field of deeds, you are doing, you activated, but still do. I'm speaking about deen here, but at the same time, I must understand that, listen, this nafs can get caught up. It can turn, and then I will somersault and fall and capsize. So before it reaches that point, I must do good. No one is saying turn away from good. You carry on this good, but beware at the same time that this nafs does not draw you, drive you towards a dead end. Now see the second part of this. وَإِنْ يَسْتَحْلَتِ الْمَرْعَى فَلَا تُسِمِي. And if it enjoys pasture, you know, when you're grazing and you're doing all the good salah, fasting, all of this, and it enjoys doing this, fala tusimi, do not let it roam freely. Do not let it roam freely. Do not say, okay, now I'm sorted for life. No. We're going to come to the actual text now, but before we get there, this is something fresh which I've just heard last week, and I've heard this from others. If you speak to Mufti Yaqub Veli, Hafidhahullah, give me some advice. He says, you know, stay in the company of the pious. He says he's done so. And Alhamdulillah, it's assisted him, benefited him so much that now problems arise, but it plays like a tape recorder in his ears. What to do? It's like you can't understand it. So Mufti Bawdasab, Mufti Hashim Bawdasab, Hafidhahullah, was advising me. And he said, look, Mulana Masiullah Rahmatullah Alayh, you know Hazrat Ji, Rahmatullah Alayh, Jalalabadi. What did he say? He said, agar nafs farishta bhi ban jaye. This is words that must be written in gold. Agar nafs farishta bhi ban jaye. Usko bad guman rehna chahiye. Agar nafs farishta bhi ban jaye, usko bad guman rehna chahiye. If the nafs becomes an angel too, if the nafs also becomes an angel, meaning you've now, you know, tahajjud, everything in place, everything, you doing what and what major works, good works, this, that, the other, to the point that you become part and parcel of the angels. Shaitan was counted amongst the angels. Wasn't he counted amongst the angels? Go see. But because of his crime, he wasn't an angel. Shaitan, we must clarify, was a jinn. Go see Suratul Kaf. Was a jinn. But because of his... So, he was so much roaming around with the angels that he was counted amongst them. But when the true colors prevailed, then you saw. Angels don't have that. This is a jinn, and jinns have the ability to commit crimes. Angels don't. They won't break the laws and commands of Allah. So, what is the message? Agar nafs farishta bi ban jaye, if the nafs becomes an angel too, usko bad guman rehna chahiye, then you must remain suspicious of your own nafs. You must be suspicious. Hey, I've become an angel overnight. Hey, I've become an angel over 30 years because of all my ibadat. No. People have left this world. And someone asked Junaid Baghdadi, rahimullah, they saw him in a dream after he passed away. How did you fare? How did you fare? He said, Allah Azza wa Jalla has been kind to me. He said, they asked, but why? You did so much of... Allah never looked at all the good I did and tafsir, nuqtas and all of that I pulled out, you know. Never looked at... He said, Junaid, you are forgiven because of the two rakats of salah you used to perform in the middle of the night and nobody saw you, that on that basis you're forgiven. Never, Allah even never look at all the other deeds, but I'm grateful Allah rescued me just on that. Otherwise I would have been taken to task. I'm just very happy that I got rescued. Imagine the tricks of the nafs. Now, Junaid Baghdadi, rahimullah, is such a great saint. And he, where are you and me? Myself, firstly. What do we have to offer? But rather, I say this to you. The pious people, the true pious people. I'll give you one example, right? It was in Ramadan. And we'll come back to this statement as well, and I'll give you the whole background story incident. It was in the month of Ramadan, and it's a big night, meaning potentially a big night, odd night, right? Either 25th. So I was thinking to myself, and we were staying there in Darul Uloom Zakaria, just below, close to the masjid. If you just walked out and you go upstairs, you're in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, one of the, you know, Allah reward all who helped and assisted and making that possible. This is something amazing. Below the library, Mufti Ridaul Haqsab. On top, of course, people like myself filled with... See, even that statement, I have to see. Well, is it because am I saying this because I want people to say, hey, look how much humility he has. Then think about Hakimul Ummah, rahimullah, and what he used to say. He said, I'm not one who boasts humility, nor am I a person who has pride. I'm not one who boasts humility. This teaches you, you can boast humility too. Hey, yeah, I'm the worst of the worst. Hey, banda na kam. So those seniors who used to say, they really meant it. But today you and I, we say it because we want people to think that, hey, this guy has got a lot of humility. But what does the hadith say? Man tawada'a lillah. Whoever lowers himself, lillah. That lillahiyat has to come into my life. I have to see, am I really saying it because of that? Or do I just want people to hear me out and see, hey, he's got a lot of humility and check out knowledge? No. There is not. That is a display boasting humility. True essence of humility is lillahiyat. That is it. So anyway, this now is caught up in the middle. And I thought, must I go for, is it Mulana Shabir Saluji, Hafidhullah's? He gives a short program. Or must I engage in ibadat? So I said, let me go. After final decision, I said, let me just go and sit a few minutes. Let's see what Hazrat has to say. Right? So it went reset. Now, in that whole discourse that we learned, came back and I pondered over this. Was it fruitful that I went or not? Of course, it was so fruitful. Why is this here? You see, you can perform so many rakats of salah. I can perform 100 rakats, 200 rakats. I'm not saying I can. I'm just saying, extreme case, I could. I really push and I really... In the morning comes, this was the whole discourse that is it shared. The morning comes, what happens? Hey, you know me. You know me. I read 100 rakats of salah. 100 rakats of salah. That's what I did. You see the trickery of the nafs. This is what Allama Busairi rahimahullah is drawing our attention to. 100 rakats of salah. When you sit in the pious, a company of the pious, they teach you these lessons. You read 2 rakats of salah with like the worst sinner ever. And you ask Allah for so much of forgiveness. And you, after the reading that 2 rakats of salah, you even never make ibadah the whole night. You went to sleep. But you know that 2 rakats were solidly done for Allah, and you felt like a sinner. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabina. Ya Allah says He loves those who repent constantly. Even when they do good, they're repenting. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he built the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. What does he say? Oh Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta sami'u al-alim. Oh Allah, accept from us. You are the all-hearing. You know really what my intention was. Innaka anta sami'u al-alim. All-knowing, all-hearing. So, in that discourse, Hazrat Shabir Saluji Hafidullah stressed this. And you sit in the company of the pious and you don't have that pride, arrogance. That is why it's better than performing so many rakats of salah. Because had you had to perform those rakats of salah, it would have been redundant because you then boasted about it and you then you never did it for the pleasure of Allah. But here you did 2. And at the end of that 2, you still felt like a major sinner and you're asking Allah for forgiveness and for acceptance. That is better for you. That is better for you. See, guarding yourself, wara'iha, guarding yourself. So that's one example. Now we're speaking about Hazrat Ji, Mulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mufti Bawda Sahib told us this. Agar nafs farishta bhi ban jaye, to usko bad guman rehna chahiye. If the nafs had to become an angel, hypothetically speaking, then too, you should remain suspicious. Then the whole background of the incident is this here. One villager came to Mulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi. One villager came. And he said that, see, and he came, he just had an injury on his leg recently at that particular time, undergone or op perhaps or something, and he comes there. Hazrat Ji said to him, you took out all the trouble to come here? He said, even if I had to come running, I'll come running. I'll never miss. Like those answers, along those lines. And he mentioned 1-2 other things about the Quran Sharif as well. Doesn't get tired reciting the Quran Sharif, just, and he just reads and reads and reads. And so this is what it means. Exactly. How does it fits in so perfectly? It's like just the perfect piece of the puzzle here. That Allama Busairi rahimahullah is saying, wa in hiyastahlatil mar'a fala tusimi. And if it enjoys pasture, you're enjoying to recite the Quran Sharif, then too, fala tusimi, do not let it roam freely. Do not let it roam freely. And here, if you see, how do you make that real? Let's read it to you in Urdu, then you'll get a better understanding. Nazim rahimullah, is sher mein ek aham baat par tanbih farmate hai ke agar aapka nafs a'mal-e-saliha karta hai phir bhi uski nigrani karo کہ وہ یہ اعمال شریعت کے دائرہ میں رہ کر کرے، کیونکہ بہت سی مرتبہ اعمال صالحہ کے ساتھ مفاسد لاحق ہو جاتے ہیں، جس سے اس عمل سے فائدہ ہونے کے بجائے نقصان ہوتا ہے. سوارے پنزیز، sometimes the nafs is doing good, but he has to ensure that it's within the confines of the sharia. And then too, he has to see, is it done for the pleasure of Allah? Because sometimes what happens, instead of gaining the faida from that ibadat, nuqsan is coming about. And then the narration here is of Muslim. لا صام من صام الأبد، لا صام من صام الأبد، لا صام من صام الأبد. There's no fasting for the one who constantly fasts. Hadith Sharif. The meaning of this is, the objective of fasting is not so that it becomes a habit. And you know, it doesn't affect you. We know one revert, 100 days just went. He said, I can manage it. That is what is meant here. The person who just constantly is fasting and fasting and fasting, it's become like a habit. That's the essence of it has been taken away of this particular ibadah. Then you look at the narration of Bukhari Sharif. Sum afdal as-sawm sawm Dawood siyama yawmin wa iftar yawmin. Fast, the best of fast. Fast, the best of fast, the most virtuous of fast. And there is the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam. One day you fast, one day you have iftar. The point that has been made here, remember there's also that narration of a Sahabi, and who was it? Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu. And he says, Ya Rasul, I can read more, I can read more, I can read more. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him that, see, your Quran Sharif khatam, you want to do it? No problem. But do it in a manner that is gradually done. Don't do it in such a manner where the hadith is mentioned also, it's a narration of Bukhari Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed that he, Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, he used to fast all nights, observe fast all the days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam verified it. Is this true? He said yes. He said, if you do so, your eyes will become weak and you will get bored. If you do so, your eyes will become weak and you will get bored. This is what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. إِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَٰلِكَ هَجَمَتِ الْعَيْنُ وَنَفِيَتِ النَّفْسُ. What's going to happen? وَنَفِيَتِ النَّفْسُ, you'll get bored. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the solution. There is sum min kulli shahrin thalathata ayyam. And that is what we call فَذَٰلِكَ سَوْمُ الدَّهَرِ أو كَسَوْمِ الدَّهَرِ. So this is it, سَوْمُ الدَّهَرِ. And he said, no, I can do a little bit more. I find myself able to do more. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَسُمْ سَوْمَ دَاوُدْ. So that's where this narration comes. You have to draw, you have to have balance. And this is the objective, balance. Balance in everything. Ramadan, there's no balance. You can't say I'm going to fast one day. There is compulsory upon you. Kutiba alaykum siyam. So there is fasting compulsory upon you. So you have to fast that. But the rest, balance, that is beneficial for you. And to do this efficiently and effectively, you need to do it under an expert sheikh. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.